Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we give you the latest stories coming out of the office of the Prime Minister. Coming up, we recap the special dinner for athletes hosted by Prime Minister Simpson Miller at Vale Royal. But before that, we'll take a look at the Prime Minister's activities on National Heroes Day. I'm Lorraine Mendez. Stay with us. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller, along with other officials, was represented at the annual wreath-laying ceremony at the National Heroes Park. Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna, who represented the Prime Minister, laid a floral arrangement at the Shrine of the Right Excellent Norman Washington Manley. Later, the Prime Minister attended the National Honours and Awards ceremony, watching as over 200 Jamaicans were recognized for their contribution to nation building. In her National Heroes Day message, Mrs. Simpson Miller urged Jamaicans not to allow personal or national struggles to overshadow the sacrifices made by the national heroes.
Let us never allow our circumstances to overshadow the great contributions of the Right Excellent Queen Nanny of the Maroons, Sam Sharp, Paul Bogle, George William Gordon, Marcus Mosiah Garvey, Norman Washington Manley, and Sir Alexander Bustamante. They passed the baton to us, and as a land of world record relay athletes, we surely can and will anchor the race to the finish line of economic independence, progress and prosperity for all our people.
The Prime Minister also had words of encouragement for the country's hardworking citizens who are playing their part to foster national development.
I salute you and thank all of you for the heroic efforts that you have made this year to sustain yourselves and your families. I salute each of you for your selflessness and your deep love for our country. May the efforts of these exemplary Jamaicans motivate others to engage in activities that will result in peace and progress.
Prime Minister Simpson Miller hosted members of the Jamaica Special Olympics team and those who represented the country at the 15th IAAF World Athletics Championships in Beijing at a special reception at Vale Royal. The Prime Minister congratulated the athletes on their performances, noting that they have represented their country well. She thanked them for their work in helping to promote Brand Jamaica.
Our athletes keep our nation in the hearts and minds of the world, meet after meet, year after year. In many respects, Jamaica is now defined by the prowess of our sportsmen and women. Wherever that you go, we are known as the nation that has produced the fastest man and woman in the world.
Mrs. Simpson Miller notes that Jamaica has produced several global sporting heroes and heroines, including Courtney Walsh, the Sunshine Girls, Reggae Boys, Merlene Otte, Herb McKinley, and Arthur Wint. She says the government recognizes the power of sport in promoting development, peace, and prosperity.
That is why my government is fully committed to the advancement of sport. That is why we are continuing our program of sport infrastructure development, the creation of a special insurance scheme for all national representatives in sport.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has congratulated the newly elected Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, on his Liberal Party's victory on October 19. During a telephone call to Prime Minister-elect Trudeau last Wednesday, Mrs. Simpson Miller extended congratulations on behalf of the government and people of Jamaica. Mrs. Simpson Miller expressed best wishes to the Prime Minister-elect and the 184 members of Parliament representing his party, noting with pleasure the large number of women candidates elected to office. The Prime Minister added that Jamaica and Canada share a long and dynamic friendship and expressed commitment to working with Mr. Trudeau to strengthen this relationship during his term of office. She said Jamaica looked forward to re-engaging Canada on areas of key interest such as trade, development, and increased contact between the peoples of both nations. Mrs. Simpson Miller extended best wishes to Prime Minister-elect Trudeau's wife and children as they support him in his new role, and expressed the hope that the two leaders will be able to meet in the near future to advance the interests of both countries. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I'm Lorraine Mendez, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.